Welcome to the podcast. This is Tony and Ryan. I'm Tony and that's Ryan.
And we are calling Beth in the UK.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hello, is that Beth?
It is. Is this Ryan?
It is. And
hi,
I'm with
Beth.
Tony as well. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're well. What have we interrupted you doing?
Funny you should ask, actually. I'm reading your book, Tony.
We actually didn't plan that,
but how good's that? Is it better speaking to Tony on the phone or hearing her, you know, through the written word?
Oh,
that's a good question, actually. I'm loving speaking to you, but I'm also loving the book, so.
Okay, it's a soft note. Yeah, it's cool.
All right.
Okay. I hear what you're saying, and you're
both.
Very polite about it.
I'll
so
take
that's
both,
fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Beth, will you approve this podcast episode?
Absolutely, I will.
Yes.
Hi, it's Beth from Devon in the UK, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome.
Oh, I just did a little fart.
I heard that. Did you hear that?
I
heard that.
I thought it was the chair.
You should be embarrassed. We are recording. Oh, that's right. Hello to everyone on the internet. Welcome to behind the scenes of Farty Tony and Ryan.
Fart Tony and Ryan. Sorry. That was really embarrassing. And I don't get embarrassed very easily, but that was embarrassing. I just laughed and a little pop off came out.
Welcome.
You're so funny that you make me fart.
Welcome to the video show. We're leaving that in. It started.
Okay.
That's. Yep.
Do you know what I hate?
What?
When people say fluff instead of fart. That
Couldn't
makes me want to throw up.
Stay at home.
Oh, I've done a little fluff.
No, you farted.
Grow up. You farted.
Yeah.
You fucking loser.
You can actually watch this show on Spotify as well as listen.
If you want to. If you want to.
On a Friday, it is both versions. Coming up today, beautiful or fucked, a mini debate happening in my house at the moment.
Uh-huh.
I think I did something beautiful. My wife thinks I did something fucked.
We'll
you can
see.
Decide. Oh, we should do one of those poll things in the Spotify app.
Oh, yeah.
Like people can choose.
Yeah, that actually, we can't do that anymore. Because,
don't worry about it. Yeah. Yep. No.
You know, because
yeah,
that other thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Either way.
Yeah.
Either way.
Just before we get into whatever you're going to talk about, baby update. No baby. No baby yet.
No baby today.
No baby yet.
No baby today.
Whew, she's.
Oh, where's my phone?
Oh, just in case. Just in case the phone rings and the baby's happened.
No.
Just for everybody listening, because people are probably getting a bit excited. You know?
Oh, some other people are they?
Oh, I'm just. Whoa, chill out.
We're all excited, mate.
But I know, but people that are listening like aren't getting updates of no either.
My friend Rachel was speaking to Bridget. Rach had a baby a year ago, so it's kind of that person. Bridget's probably got two or three other young mums who she's like asking all the questions of. And Rach said, imagine going bungee jumping. You've got the thing tied around your ankles. You're standing on the edge of the cliff. And at some stage in the next few weeks, someone's just going to pop you over the
edge.
Oh,
no, I can't.
It's like you're on the edge all day, every day for weeks at a time.
And because you guys for a few weeks have had like the bag next to the door and everything just in case.
Stuff's in the car. We've got a baby seat in the back of the car. Like we are ready to go.
Yeah, but I just wanted to update everybody.
No
baby,
no baby yet.
So don't stress. We'll let you know as soon as
no
we know.
Baby yet. Before Tony and I started this podcast, we were working at a radio station together.
Mm-hmm.
And we just sort of met, and I don't know how we got chatting so deep and meaningful one day. But I was just sort of like,
was it when we drank heaps of sangria that day?
No, I reckon I was in my studio. Oh, maybe yeah. Nah,
no,
it was
at work.
It was after that.
Yeah.
And I was sort of like, well, what do you want to do? Because I think you were the early mornings were getting to you, and you're starting to think about like what's next for me, which is very normal and natural.
I'd been doing that job for about 4 years at that point, I think.
And you said, I want to make funny videos on the internet. I want to host my own show. And then I said, probably the rudest thing I've ever said, I said, well, then why don't you do it?
Mm.
There's a chapter on this in the book about me just bullying Tony into doing stuff.
Yeah.
But the answer, and tell me if I'm wrong, but it was just like, well, I don't want people to judge me and think like, which is... I mean, it's easy to say, oh, that's stupid, but, like, it's legit. Like, everyone's got that, right?
I didn't want people to make fun of me.
Because
I guess, you know, when you watch someone try and they like don't succeed or it doesn't go the way that you know that they hoped. And like some people are just like, oh, well, you did great anyway. But, you know, I didn't want to like post this funny video that I was obviously like hoping would go viral or whatever. And it, for it to not, and then it kind of flop a little bit, I was really embarrassed that it wouldn't go well.
So a few weeks ago here in Australia, and it's a really sad for me and Tony especially, but this business called Milk Run, it went under.
Oh, my God. The screen's just turned off behind you. The,
oh,
we're Milk Run.
We are Milk Run.
We're closing down.
The closing down sale's on. So Milk Run, for those playing along at home, is an app in Melbourne and Sydney. Was an app, RIP. It was sort of like Uber Eats, but for groceries. Bread, Milk Run. And the whole thing was like, delivers within 10 minutes.
And it was like, so quick.
It was so fast.
It came so fast.
And getting cookies like, late at night or ice cream.
And if you spent like $17, you got free delivery.
Yeah.
So it was like, normally if you needed a couple of things, it would be free anyway.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a huge markup.
No.
You know how if you like...
Uber Eats is wild.
Yeah. I think only recently you said that you ordered a coffee with weird milk and the coffee on Uber Eats was already marked up
20%. Plus an extra plus the $25 extra for soy or whatever.
For soy milk or whatever. I'm sorry, I've just spat everywhere. Sorry, everyone at home. So they already mark up. So like if you order Macca's on Uber Eats instead of going through the drive-thru, you pay more and then you pay delivery and service fees and stuff. But the stuff on Milk Run, it was like if it's $3 for milk in the shops, it's $3.05 for milk on the So you can see why they maybe went under.
Yeah, so they went under and sad because
like
we used it all the time.
Effective immediately.
Yeah.
They were like, we're done.
That's it. We run out of money. And there was a lot of like... people sitting on the sidelines, never would have worked, blah, 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 blah. And so, and I'm going somewhere with this, but stick with me.
No, I'm
business
with
chat. The CEO of The Iconic, or one of the creators of The Iconic, the clothing store.
So I think The Iconic's only Australian. Oh, okay.
It's just probably one of the biggest online retailer. He comes out in like defense of the Milk Run guys and goes, hey, they forced the supermarkets to change their game because they did. And the reason.
Everyone's a winner.
So like the super is like they've pushed forward innovation. They've done a great thing. Everyone who worked there said they were really lovely. Entrepreneurship is like having a swing and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But I think instead of us all jumping on from the sidelines going, oh, well, of course, you know, we should just get around this guy and go, hey, mate, great chance. This is the same guy that created Koala Mattresses, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. So he's like got runs
the
on the board.
The Milk Run guy.
Yeah.
He created Koala.
Yeah.
I was eating his food and sitting in his bed.
Crazy.
I'm a fangirl.
Yeah,
What's his name?
Oh, don't ask me that. I'm trying to give the guy a pump up and I can't remember.
Oh.
Matt?
I mean, he and I are good mates. What was it, Cam? Sorry, his name?
Danny Millam.
Oh,
that's it.
Matt.
That's it.
Close.
Yeah, Matt and Danny.
Matt, Danny.
Yeah. I hate it when people who have no idea, they've never tried it themselves, sitting on the sidelines, criticizing people who are actually out there giving it a red hot crack.
Do you want me to stick up for you here? Because I said, I don't want to just do videos, what if everyone laughs at me, but you had already done it. So it wasn't the sidelines. You were like, instead of being like, just do it or whatever, you were like, come with me and do it together. So is that fine?
It's fine to mention here. Okay. Yes, it is.
No, I mean, is that a good, like that is
well,
better.
Well, I wasn't sidelining you.
Yeah, no, sorry, that's what I was getting at.
No, but that's, sidelining, I mean people like, it's always the person who's not doing the thing they want to do, complaining about people who are doing the thing they want to do.
What's that saying that you love that I now love because you love it?
The only people who judge you are ones who are doing less.
I hate clapping on the podcast.
Oh.
I'd high five that. That's how good it is.
I hate people who criticize others who would never try it themselves.
Yep.
Except for when I'm watching the Alone TV show. Because I would never do that, but I've got a fucking lot to say about these weak, soft assholes.
Is that the one where they're like in the wilderness for like
65
days and stuff? Okay.
Yeah, they got no idea. They're useless. All of them. Hopeless.
I mean, I want to have a go at you, but I'm also guilty of this. So I don't do any of the cooking in my house.
Yeah.
Torb's, my partner, does all the cooking. And I've definitely watched, you know, My Kitchen Rules or MasterChef or whatever, and, you know, been like diving my hand into a fucking bucket of popcorn that I've made in the microwave. You know, I didn't even do it on the stove.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, I fucking split that bit of sauce, haven't they? Oh, you wouldn't put pomegranate on that, would you? You fucking idiot! You know?
So, in Alone, you get 10 items.
Yeah.
It's like a tarp, a fishing hook.
Also, they pick
a
the
items. A drink bottle.
Oh, I'm like, if I get to take 10 items, 10 packets of meagering.
So there's like a list of 40 items and you can choose 10. So it's like a hook, a flint, or whatever. And so there's...
What's a flint?
Like to help...
The person? Yeah,
to light fire. And so they get dropped...
So I thought a person called Flint. So...
Yeah, Fred Flintstone is one of the items.
That's what it's from.
Flintstone.
Oh. Are you joking? You're on fire today. So... In the original Alone, it's in Vancouver Island in Canada.
Oh, yep.
But there's just done an Australian season in Tasmania. It's just come out on SBS.
Really?
Yeah, and so they're all Australian contestants. They're in Tasmania.
That'd be chilly, wouldn't it? It's cold in Tassie.
The wind comes off Antarctica on the west coast.
Where does it come off?
Yeah, where?
Antarctica.
Antarctica. What do you call it?
It comes off Antarctica.
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 What? That's a fucking just what I said.
No, because you went Antarctica.
Oxford.
It rains 280 days a year. The wind is like fucked, like hard and cold, and it's pretty brutal. So they get dropped off and there's no food. And so some of them decide, am I going to concentrate on fire and warmth? Others are like, am I going to concentrate on shelter and getting out of the rain? Because you can only
can
do
so. Can they team up?
Nah.
Oh, do they get dropped off separately?
Yeah, they're separated by water and like trips and stuff.
Fucking producer Cam's going, the show's called Alone?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
no, but I mean.
Alone. No, they can't, yeah. No, good question,
we could
but
be alone together. Like if we were
yeah,
stranded
somewhere. Yeah, that's not what the game is.
Okay.
So they're completely alone. And so you have these choices, like, well, what am I going to put my energy into? And some choose, like,
because wouldn't
to find
it be
food.
Good, though, if they teamed up and
yeah,
they were,
so
like,
that's
and one
together.
Of them concentrated on the shelter and one of them concentrated on the flint?
That's called living in a society and community. Yeah. That's,
but,
like, what we all
but
do.
But wouldn't it be good, though, if they like if they teamed up?
Yeah, so, like, how Torbs cooks the food and you sit on the couch, see how you've got your thing.
Yeah, our community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so, I'm out fucking. I do. I pull my fucking weight. Don't you worry about that.
To be fair, I think one of the – they're up to, like, season 10. One of
I thought
the,
you meant about me. I thought you like, to be fair about you, Tony.
No, one of the seasons, I think there's like a mother-daughter or a brother. Like there's a family.
So they're a team. So you just fucking screamed at me about...
And they did it for one season and went, oh, this is shit because the show's called Alone. It makes no sense. I have thought about if I could do it with BJ the dog, though.
Do you reckon you and I could do it?
No. And
do you reckon that we would last together 24 hours like in the wilderness? This feels like a challenge is coming and I didn't
I don't
mean
like
that.
This. I don't like this. I don't like that you asked this. But to answer your question, on the show, when you hear
you might have to
the phone ringing.
Cuddle for warmth.
We'll do it in the outback where it's hot. In the show, when there's a sound effect of a phone and you see the boat going out, that's sort of like the cue to like someone's call because they've got like a satellite phone and you basically call saying, I'm tapping out.
They got a phone. Oh.
No, just say like medical crew,
yeah,
come
hey,
and get me.
Hey, Domino's, can I get a 100 piece of pepperoni pizza? You know that special? Are you still doing that special?
That? Yeah. Yeah. I'm guessing they're like, okay, welcome to the, and we're like, hello?
Yeah.
guys, we haven't left yet. Yeah, come and get me on
Can
out.
Someone come and pick me up and bring Uber Eats with them? I know Milk Run went under, so don't worry about them.
So one guy put on 19 kilos in the months leading up to the show because he's like, I need all the, just weight on me I can. And after the sixth day, he'd like built a shelter. He's like building a kayak so he can go fishing to find new food. And stuff, but he hasn't eaten for 6 days. And don't we fucking hear about it. And I'm sitting there on the couch. What?
Nah, I keep going.
I'm sitting there on the couch after having my second dinner.
Okay, so with, I was literally about to say something. Yeah.
With the Uber Eats at open going, do I want Ben and Jerry's or Sanchuro's for a little dessert drop off tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, oh, I'm starting to feel a bit hungry. And I'm like, it's been 6 days, mate.
Literally, I was about to say.
Toughen up.
Six times. And you've achieved all the other stuff. You're about to build a boat, mate. You're good for it. I know a boat. You're good for it. You're fine.
I don't know anyone with a boat who's not rich.
No, exactly right. So you're building a fucking boat. You're fine. Just eat the food on the boat.
How would you go in the app? Because I'm not a camping type. And I'm not even going to pretend like I am.
I camped a lot as a kid.
Did you hunt and find your own food?
Well, no.
Would you eat reeds?
Eat what?
Reed. Like sometimes when they're desperate, they're like going through the green grass and the reeds and the water and just to eat, get some nutrients and minerals.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if I had
Can
to do that.
Can you light a fire from scratch without Fred Flintstone?
I mean, I didn't know what a flint was called. I've never tried to do the
rubbing your hands
thing.
Together?
No, the stick. You know how they like So this is a way to like light a fire. Like if you have like dry leaves underneath it and you twist the stick between your hands and that like the friction in the leaves that causes the fire.
I really hate that you asked, but now that you have, I think we need to go to Tasmania and spend 24 hours in the West Coast in the forest.
24 hours I think would be doable. I think I'd actually be pretty good.
In the show, some of them, this is on the first episode or two, like a few didn't last 2 days.
I reckon we could do 24 hours.
I reckon it'd be easier together. What if you were purely alone?
Purely alone, I think I'd be scared. Like, I think I'd be really terrified of, like, getting fucking eaten by a wolf or something.
Tasmanian devils, Tasmanian tigers.
Yeah.
They call these things widow logs because a lot of trees fall over and just, like, land on people and kill them. Ooh. So you can't be too deep in the forest.
A widow log? Well, I'm not married, so that's fine.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd be fine.
Piece of piss.
I think I could do it. I think I could, but it would be really hard. Yep. I'm not saying it would be easy, but actually, no, I reckon a day'd be easy. That's basically just like the weekend. That's half of the weekend, and the weekend goes so fast.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a day'd be fine, Az.
So, in conclusion,
yep.
We could do it. These contestants on the show need to fucking harden up because they are soft and weak in pieces.
6 days.
He's drinking water each day.
Yeah, like it's not as if you fucking... Do you know what I mean? Was it raining?
No, not really. Do you reckon they have oat milk there?
You'd probably be easier on soy, I'd say, getting soy. Yeah. Did you want to order something for lunch or...? Yeah, we will get Domino's.
Up next. Beautiful or fucked?
Oh...
Strap yourselves in. Not like that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it's Beth from Devon in the UK, and you are listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. You can check it out at any time. At the moment, all of the levels of Patreon, so from the very basic one to the very top, your name will be gets to scroll along like the ticker tape thing. Sorry, I'm just thinking about how easy it would be to spend a week.
Yeah. But you haven't eaten for 36 minutes and your blood sugar's dropping.
Yeah. your name will go across the ticker tape thing, but it takes a little while because there's a lot of people.
Yep.
Jack Budgen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Budgen.
Ian, are you fucking kidding me?
Thank you, Ian.
Diara Pillay. Liv Power, Astrid, and Taylor Elswick. Thank you so much for being part of the Patreon. We absolutely love to see it.
All right, we're going to put a photo on the screen if you're watching the video show. If not, Tony, I'll just get you to explain the photo. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. So there's a photo that you took from bed, which is an important part of the story.
Yep.
And it's like all black and all you can see is like through a doorway. And Bridget, your wife, who is very pregnant, is laying next to the toilet. As if she's had a big night, but obviously we know she hasn't had a big night because she's pregnant.
Yep, she's throwing up in the toilet. Yeah.
Throwing up in the toilet. I was trying to be delicate.
Oh, sorry.
For her sake, I was trying to be delicate. And your dog, BJ, is like you can see the silhouette of your dog kind of, and he's got his one ear flopped over and everything. You can see him kind of like checking on his mum.
Yeah. So I thought because the dog, BJ, is checking on Bridget, the fact that she's in like a bright bathroom but you look through a dark corridor, the lighting is sort of a bit interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a contrast. It's beautiful with the dog. It's a moment in time, so when the child's born we can look back and remember the pregnancy.
I think she'll remember. I think it'll be hard to forget.
thought in the strangest way that this was actually a beautiful photo.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget said, what would have been better is if you had got out of bed and seen if she was doing okay.
Yeah, so as soon as you took the photo, you messaged our work group chat and said, oh, guys, like, you know, we knew that.
Vibe check.
We knew that Bridge wasn't doing so hot. Like, she was, you know, pretty sore and whatever. And you said, oh, I've just taken this pic of Bridge. Isn't it lovely? And we were like, whoa. And you were like, oh, no, like, it's lovely. And we're like, well, yeah, like, yeah, but should you be in there or should you be taking photos of someone when they're not well?
I think what I do regret is you can clearly see that I am still in bed.
Yeah. So that's
the thing.
Which
doesn't paint me in a good light.
No, because you're just laying in bed and you'll go, oh, I'll snap a pic of that, like, roll over, go to bed, you know?
Yeah. So now that we've thought on it, slept on it, Bridget's seen it.
Yeah.
If you had to choose, Tony, beautiful or fucked?
I'm really Natalie Imbruglia about it because while it is a beautiful photo, I think it is probably – I don't think I'd be stoked if Torbs took that while I was laying on the floor next to the toilet after I'd been throwing up while carrying his child.
Okay.
So I'd probably say fucked, but the photo is nice.
What, interesting? Not,
well,
yeah.
Like it's a, like it is a nice, but I don't know.
Molly in Patreon.
Uh-huh.
Because then I asked everyone in Patreon. I was like, back, because Bridget's not in Patreon.
Yep.
Cheap fucking.
Wouldn't pay for that. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Molly said, if it was me, I'd much rather you stay the fuck away while I'm throwing my guts up. It's kind of like embarrassing and you almost just want to be like away. Like as much as people want to help you, like, oh, yeah. I just feel embarrassed. Like just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Which I completely agree with.
Yeah.
Someone has also written, yeah, this is Jordan. What can you actually do when she's puking? Put your hands out and catch the vomit? Like what are you actually going to do? You just stand there and go, oh.
Yeah, and that is fair enough, but the alternative I feel like is not doing anything, not taking a photo of her.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you're saying like, oh, well, what am I supposed to do? Like just be in there bothering her. No, that's fine, but I don't think you should be somewhere else taking a photo.
Okay.
It's probably more my thing. So we asked in Patreon whether people thought it was beautiful or whether they thought it was fucked. And
as we can see from the comments I've read, that everyone was pretty much on my side.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, Monique DeRocha said, it's beautifully fucked and fucked beautifully. Not what we asked.
Not what we asked, Monique.
It can't be when we play normal or nah. You can't be a little bit normal, a little bit nah.
No con los dos here.
No, you know what I mean? Dalriada Brewitt said, a little from column A, a little from column B. Again, not what we asked.
Misunderstood the assignment.
What are you talking about? Kirsty Black, kind of fucked, kind of funny. Different, but two things. Sarah J, I think, was the only one that really was kind of close to yours and said, the artistic flair is there.
Thank you very much.
But definitely an all good is warranted here.
Yeah.
So as long as you did the, Sarah reckons, if you did the all good and Bridge went, yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, cool.
Then maybe that was the.
Then smile and face that light a bit, sweetheart.
I still disagree. Trevor said, I reckon it'd be beautiful if you got up to comfort your loving wife after taking the photo. If you didn't, then it's fucked. Did you? Like,
who the fuck's Trevor? Who asked him?
Trevor
Brunix. Patreon?
Yeah, we did ask. He, you know.
I did do that.
Why, did you?
Yeah.
And then you read out Molly's comment, which I think that you thought was on your side. So let me refresh your memory. You said, oh, Molly gets it. I feel like I'd much rather you stay the fuck away from me while I'm throwing up than come anywhere near me.
Yep, no problems.
I think that Molly means don't take a fucking photo of me, don't talk to me, just fuck off.
Uh-huh.
I don't read that as her saying, oh, yeah, take a photo from afar. I think that's just leave her alone.
Hmm. I think you've misread, Molly.
You know when, like, in a movie or whatever, and, like, the cop or security guard comes along and goes, oh, nothing to see here.
Yep.
There's something to see.
There is something to see.
So when you go...
How would you know if it wasn't photographed?
But when someone goes, can you leave me alone? They don't mean stand in the doorway and look at them. They mean close the door with you on the other side.
So if you ever say to me, leave me alone,
yep.
What you're not saying is photograph me because it's a beautiful moment in time.
Mm-mm. And I don't mean, yeah, leer at me from through the hallway or whatever. Crystal said, as someone that has been pregnant 6 times, if I'm puking my guts up, don't fucking come near me. Just a quick, are you okay through the door is fine. Cute photo though.
She gets it.
I have a lovely, you love to see it.
I hate this because I thought mums were going to prefer me over you after what you said about red eye flights earlier in the week.
Yep.
And I feel like we've, we've undone.
Maddie Fryett posted this in our Facebook group and, oh, you really love to see it. It's so beautiful. She said, seeing my ASD boy and very anxious girl succeed at their surfing lessons this holidays.
Good on him.
Day one was a really bad experience. I think the kids just got very overwhelmed, really nervous and maybe didn't do so hot. Maddie says, but I got in with them for the rest of the lessons and despite the rain and hail that we've been laughing and having the best time, I even got a photo, which I never do as I can't stand being in pictures, hashtag wet for life. And Maddie's posted this photo.
Oh, look how cute they look.
With her kids. And it's just so sweet.
Yep.
Wet for life's for everyone.
It is for everyone.
Isn't it?
No gatekeeping of wet for life.
Bringing everybody together.
Bringing everyone together.
Yeah.
Callum Morley has got some serious start the fucking blog energy.
Yeah.
I have a degree in musical theatre.
Ooh.
But I never really pursued a career in the arts because I didn't think I was good enough and I was in a toxic relationship and my partner was sort of, you know, not as supportive as he needed to be.
Aww.
I knew someone who was like really good at football, like really good at football.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you this before, haven't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah.
And their partner was like, like playing professional sports, like a pretty tough industry.
Didn't
she
say like, well, you might not make it?
You might not make it. So it was like, so don't even try. So he just like didn't. Is that the saddest thing you've ever
heard? It is really sad. And because now you live your whole life going like, well, maybe I could have.
Yeah.
And maybe he wouldn't have. And that's fine.
I'd rather not. Would you rather know?
Yeah.
I gave it a crack and hey, turns out I wasn't good enough. But at least I know.
But at least I know. And I'm not going to wonder for the rest of my life whether I miss like a great opportunity.
So I feel like Callum's partner was a bit like, oh, you know, that's, you know, becoming a dancer and a singer, like it's brutal and it's a tough biz and blah, blah, blah. So after leaving the relationship, good Callum.
Nice.
After receiving shitloads of therapy, also good Callum. I've quit my job and I'm about to fly out to Europe because I'm in Greece in an entertainment team doing like live shows and theatre for like tour, you know, like being on the
That's awesome. Oh, congratulations.
I'm literally throwing myself in the deep end. I've quit the job, doing the thing I love. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm having a mad fucking time doing it. I'm listening to the podcast now on the beach and not regretting a goddamn thing.
That is amazing.
Yes, that is unreal, Callum.
Congratulations, Callum. That's fucking, that's insane.
Go get it, son.
There's not a lot of people that in their life do something, like throw caution to the wind in that way.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's huge.
Oh, what a great note to end on.
Yeah, better
that's lovely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Callum, I love that. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening or watching if you're watching the podcast. We will be back on Monday.
Yep. We will be back on Monday.
I said we will be back on Monday.
I'm having a bad day.
You're fucking lashing out.
On top.
On top, Nicole.
I'm defensive.
That's what I said, lashing out. Now you're getting defensive about what I said.
I'm getting defensive about being defensive. Defenseception.
And look at your body language right now. It's like really not nice. Oh my God. Okay, bye. See you on Monday.
Sorry, everyone.
Love you, bye.
I'm nervous.